1.
In this first programme, we focus on a special kind of English course designed to prepare students for their studies. It's called EAP. English for Academic Purposes is a particular kind of English used by a particular group of people. During your university course, you lead a double life. On duty, as a student, grappling with academic ideas in academic English, and off-duty in everyday situations using less formal English. It's not unusual to have problems in both areas. We've already said that preparation is important. Simple things like looking up specialist vocabulary, reading the course outline, looking at the title of a lecture, for example. These can all help you predict its language and content.
2.
Initially, the problems they face are probably of an academic nature. For example, they go to lectures and they find that they can't understand or they can't take notes very quickly. They have quite a lot of reading to do and don't know how to cope with it. On top of that, it could be their first experience of living in a foreign country, and so they're unfamiliar with some of the systems that we have here, like registering with a doctor, and then just basically making friends. They could feel incredibly lonely and isolated. These are the kind of problems that they will face when they first start university.
3.
The sort of problems that non-native speakers might have are summed up in one word, and that's overload. The listener is paying so much attention to decoding words that they recognise and phrases that they recognise. It's almost like trying to do a word-by-word translation. You can't translate in that way. You have to get a global picture as well as looking at individual items. It's the student pays so much attention to the language that they miss out on the content. They're looking at the vehicle rather than what the vehicle contains. Get hold of some texts, perhaps over the internet or through a library or through perhaps journals or magazines that might be available in newsagents or through friends. And then study recurring words, recurring specialist words in those texts.